ओम शांति। चैप्टर 11, अमृत वेला एंड सटल सर्विस। पॉइंट 11.1, सर्विस न्यूज फ्रॉम ऑल सर्विस प्लेसेस। टुडे एट अमृत वेला, बाबदादा वेंट आउट ऑन अ टूर ऑफ ऑल द सर्विस प्लेसेस एंड सो ही विल रिलेट द न्यूज ऑफ दैट टूर। व्हाट डिड ही सी? In order to give comfort to the souls and in order to celebrate a meeting and in order to have a heart-to-heart conversation and while putting the things in their hearts in front of Dilaram Baba, the comforter of hearts, all the spiritual children were giving themselves the blessing of remaining double light. And they were also receiving this blessing. Some children were stabilized in the stage of world benefactors and were giving blessings, and the great donation of all the powers received from the Father to all souls. Babdada saw three types of result. First were those who take. Second were those who were celebrating a meeting, and third were those who received and then gave, that is, those who were earning an income. He saw three types of children everywhere. Point 11.2. Recognize the importance of Amrit Vela to be a special server. What is the speciality of the server? One who is a server will, as soon as their eyes open, have the experience of constantly being with the Father and experience equality with the Father. Those who recognize the importance of Amrit Vela are the ones who are the special servers. And the praise given to one who is a special server will be that the soul recognizes and experiences the time of special blessings that can be received at that time. If there is not this experience, then the soul remains an ordinary server and cannot be called a special server. If you wish to become a special server, then claim this special right of early morning hours and become special. Those who have recognized the importance of Amrit Vela, the importance of thoughts, the importance of time, and the importance of service. Those who understand the aspects of the things that are important, it is such souls who become the special servers. So, recognizing this importance become great. A soul achieves greatness by understanding the significance of the important aspects. If the soul then explains all this to others, then they can also be inspired to gain similar experiences and become great. 11.3. Having zeal and enthusiasm for service. A. As soon as your eyes open, experience the happy meeting and immediately step onto the field of service. Service begins from the moment you say good morning to Baba and up until the time of saying good night. Let there be service, only service. Just as you can be constant yogis, so too you should be constant spiritual servers. B. Firstly, there is donation through the mind. Secondly, there is donation through words. And thirdly, there is donation through actions. Through the mind, there is the donation of all the powers. Through speech, there is donation of knowledge. And through actions, there is the donations of all virtues. Always, as the day begins, you should first make a plan. In what way will I give donation today in these three ways? And then, when the day finishes, you should check, was I a great donor? Did I give these three types of donation? Each one of these forms of donation brings its own attainment and reward. See, are you the powerful souls in listening and in becoming the embodiment simultaneously? Every day, always have the thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm for the self and for others. Just as nowadays in newspapers and other places, they have a special section for the thought for today. So too, every day, let there be the emerged thought of zeal and enthusiasm in some way or other. Become the embodiment of that thought and then use it in the service of others. What will then happen? You will then find that there is always new zeal and enthusiasm. Today we will do this. Today we will do that. For example, when you have a special program, why is there zeal and enthusiasm? It is because plans are created. We will do this, after that we will do that. These plans then bring special zeal and enthusiasm. So every day at Amrit Vela, have special thoughts of zeal and enthusiasm. Then, if you check, you will find that your life is constantly full of enthusiasm for the self, and you will also find that you inspire enthusiasm in others. Just as there are entertainment programs, in the same way, each day let there be this program of entertainment for your mind. 11.4. Sharing with others the gift received at Amrit Vela. Each day, just see what are the treasures that Baba has given. You should then share these treasures. Even a single treasure can be shared. You do not need a platform of a program to do this. Whatever gift you experience at Amrit Vela should be shared with others throughout the day. Simply allow yourself to become an instrument to give this gift, and then, as well as creating a routine for yourself, you will also make possible for other souls to receive a fortune. By becoming the bestower of fortune and by sharing your treasures with others, in this way, you will receive fortune not only in the present, but you will be guaranteed fortune for yourself for the entire cycle. This is the time when, by sharing with others, you create fortune not just for today, but you guarantee that there will be fortune forever. 11.5. Cast your vision on the souls who come in contact with you. To do godly service through your thoughts is a new and elevated form of service. Every morning, as soon as a jeweler opens his shop, he checks that all his jewels are clean and sparkling and placed in their correct place. In the same way, every day at Amrit Vela, cast your vision on the souls who are to come into contact with you. The more you keep them in your thoughts, the more your thoughts will reach them, and they will say that they also remembered you for a long time. Continue to move forward by adopting new forms of service. This month, have a special program for the souls you have connections with. Have a warm and friendly party, Sneha Milan. Hold a program of sharing experiences with a little bit of entertainment. Find a reason to call them and strengthen your connection with them. Don't think that two or three have to emerge. It is good even one emerges. The flame of one Deepak lamp can light the flames of a whole garland of Deepaks. 11.6. The tool of making yourself and to the center powerful and obstacle-free service through the mind. A. The speciality of an intense effort maker is of being an ever-ready and all-rounder. Whenever you receive a chance to serve, whether through your thoughts, words or deeds, you must be number one in every method. It should not be that you are number one in serving through words, number two in serving through deeds, and number three in serving through thoughts. You must be able to serve through your thoughts with as much as love as you serve through your words. Now, increase your practice of serving through your thoughts. Even householders can give the 7 days course and serve through words. Your duty is to make the atmosphere powerful. Make the atmosphere of your place, your town, of Bharat and the world powerful. Check whether you are successful in serving through your thoughts. When you are successful in serving with your thoughts, then your own stage and stage of your center will remain obstacle-free and continue to ascend. For its stage to ascend doesn't just mean that its number increases. The stage of ascend means that its number grows in quality as does its atmosphere, and that the stage of you yourself and your companions is also in ascent. This is known as the stage of ascent. Do you experience this? Is your Amrit Vela powerful? It should not be that obstacles come because you are careless at Amrit Vela. Do you have such powerful Amrit Vela that you are able to give light and might to the world? Are you yourself content with your remembrance at Amrit Vela? B. The main subject is remembrance. When Bab Dada goes on a tour at Amrit Vela, he sees a lack of powerful vibrations. Some of you sit there like loads of discipline. You must now become embodiments of experience. You force yourself to sit there because of your discipline. Once you have an experience of love, you will sit there again with that deep love. When you have experienced something that pulls you towards itself, even against your conscious wish, when serving through words, if you experience happiness, you run to do that even against your conscious wish. Make Amrit Vela just as powerful so that you become able to increase your experience of serving through your thoughts. At the end, you will not have a chance to serve through words. The certificate you receive will be based on how much you served through your thoughts. 11.7. Become master seed and serve to transform the attitude and the atmosphere. Each day, from Amrit Vela, become cooperative. Keep your main aim in just one word during your timetable of the whole day: cooperation. I have to give cooperation. I have to remain cooperative. Celebrate a meeting with the Father at Amrit Vela. Become a master seed and world benefactor and use the powers you have attained to become cooperative in transforming the attitude of souls and the atmosphere. B. Cooperative in giving spiritual water to the whole tree through the seed. By you doing this, all souls who are all leaves will experience receiving the water of attainment. Similarly, keep the aim of simply remaining cooperative for every task you carry out from Amrit Vela onwards. 11.8. Spread the spiritual fragrance. Every day at Amrit Vela, you should become the embodiment of bestower of blessings for the world. You should experience the combined form with Baba, the world benefactor, so that you, the Shaktis, the bestower of blessings, and Shiva, the world benefactor, are together. Stay in the combined form of the Shiv Shakti. And then, through the thoughts of your mind and through your attitude, you will be able to spread the fragrance of those vibrations in the world. Just as nowadays, there are many physical ways, a variety of physical fragrances. Some use the fragrance of flowers, roses, others use the fragrance of sandalwood. So too, the different fragrances of happiness, peace, power, love, and bliss should radiate through you. Each day at Amrit Vela, you should be like a fountain of a variety of elevated vibrations, and you should spread these vibrations to all other souls. You should sprinkle all souls with these qualities in the same way that water is sprinkled from a rose water sprinkler. All you have to do is switch on your thoughts. You know how to do this, do you not? Nowadays, there is a very bad odor of unclean thoughts within the world. And so, you have to fill the world with fragrance. 11.9. Giving visions by your angelic form. You should now make a special plan of doing very powerful service through your mind. Together with serving through words, also serve through your mind, because that service can reach much further. Just as people see flying saucers nowadays, in the same way, the angelic form of all of you will be seen everywhere. The sound will spread as to who you people are, who are touring around everywhere. They will investigate this. People will have a vision of all of you becoming down from up and above, and they will realize that it is you Brahma Kumaris who are giving them visions of your angelic form. Now spread this wave. Practice touring around with your subtle form. The practice of traveling through your subtle body is very essential. Practice this in such a way that it is as though you go there and meet everyone in a physical way. They should also experience you angels coming to meet them. Then they will go to search for you angels. What will happen when so many angels go on a tour? Everyone's attention will automatically be drawn to you. So now, as well as doing physical service, you must also do this subtle service. Achha. Now, at Amrit Vela, detach yourself from your body and go on a tour. It is most essential that you practice traveling your internal subtle body. You should practice this so that everyone is able to see this in a practical form and everyone comes together. Others should experience that. These are the same angels who came to us. They should start searching around of these angels. If so many of you all begin to circle around like angels, then what will happen? Everyone's attention will automatically be drawn. So now, Together with the corporeal form, it is essential to serve in the subtle form. At Amrit Vela, you should become detached from your body and circle around in this way. 11.10 Bestowing blessings. Amrit Vela is the time for remaining beyond any tamoguni atmosphere and vibrations. Any influence of impurity is submerged. At such a time, you are easily able to hear their call and benefit them. It is easy to hear their call at that time, and it is also easy to benefit them. It is easy to take blessings and easy to donate them. Because the atmosphere at that time is such that it can transform one's attitude. At that time, the stage of all of you blessed souls is equal to the Father's stage. Because of the special canopy of Baba's blessings, you can become a completely full bestower. The Father, who is the Son of Knowledge and resident of Brahmalok, especially gives His light and might to His special children as a blessing. This is why that time is called the time of auspicious omens, Brahma Muhurat. At that time, you should be able to see the auspicious omens of your elevated stage and deeds for the whole day ahead. You can choose whatever omens you want. As well as this, Father Brahma, who resides in the subtle region, becomes a bestower of fortune and distributes the nectar of fortune at Amrit Vela. You can take as much nectar of fortune as you want. However, the urn of your intellect should be capable of holding this nectar. There should be no obstacle or obstruction. At this time, receiving and giving take place simultaneously. The role of receiving blessings and the role of great donor are enacted simultaneously. Souls who have such a stage would be able to hear the call of all other souls very clearly and also be able to benefit them. They would be able to hear it as clearly as if it was being spoken directly into their ears. So, do you know what everyone is calling out for at present? You will be able to hear the sound of the devotees. You will feel that they are calling you personally. If you listen to the call of the devotees and to the cries of sorrow of the unhappy souls, if you hear the sound of the prayers of the thirsty souls, you will never feel sleepy. Om Shanti.